Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to
the man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by betonline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to our draft special, our first round selection special show with our guy, former Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn, and my brother, Tayshia Dash. I'm Marcus Dash. And guys, the Chiefs have done it. The Chiefs are going to be going back to a vertical passing threat, a bombs away kind of offense again with getting Texas receiver Xavier Worthy, guy who ran a 4-2, 140-yard dash. I didn't think this was going to happen. I thought Hollywood Brown kind of solved that vertical passing threat, you know, taking the top off defenses. But seems like Brett Veach and Patrick Mahomes weren't done with finding those threats there, JD. So, guys, what were your thoughts? Obviously, trading up to get Xavier Worthy. What were your thoughts on the whole thing of how it played out?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm sitting over here like, oh, they didn't trade it up. Who are they going to get? And they went and got the Roadrunner. That's what I called him. I just went ahead and put a tweet out. Dude, I'm telling you, this is going to look like an Olympic 100-meter dash, okay, the Chiefs are. This is high-octane, flying around, airing it out. This is when I'm talking about making DBs wake up in cold sweats, you better put your track shoes on, football and track shoes, and you better make sure you stretch. Xavier Worthy is not a bad pick for us. I'm good with it. I think they looked ahead. I think Tayshia probably talk about this, that, but this is kind of a strategic move, obviously, right? But this right here, man, is a pick I think everybody should be happy about, no doubt about it. So well done by the Chiefs. First round pick. I like it.
Tish, what were your thoughts on the pick? I know we've kind of wavered back and forth on this whole Xavier Worthy. Like, should we draft him? I know the Chiefs were enamored with him based on, you know, what he did at the combine and such. But what were your thoughts? Because this is a guy we never even talked about. We had a million draft shows, and I don't think Xavier Worthy came up as a guy we picked.
We never picked him. We did talk about him, though. We talked about feeling like after he ran his time, we said, is this going to be a guy we just feel like we have to, like, take just because he's the fastest guy and is speed his only thing? We talked about that kind of stuff. But I think this goes back into a topic we've discussed many times on the shows, which is not drafting for today, but drafting for today and tomorrow. And I think a lot of us, like you said, kind of crossed off the speed deep threat once we got Hollywood Brown, and that we shouldn't have, because Hollywood Brown might not be here to stay. You know, like we were renting him. As of right now, we're renting him. Could we have a deal in place where he signs for a cheap long-term deal? He's still trying to make his big contract. Like, he's not ring hunting at this point of his career. He's trying to, like, cash in. So we're signing a guy who can help us this year, and we're signing a guy who might just take over that deep threat spot next year, right? So if you look at it that way, it makes a lot of sense that we're not completely counting on just all these guys sticking around for the long haul. It's great to have them all for one season together, but he's someone who can just kind of fill in and then take over that spot next to Rice next year or the following year. I don't love the third round pick trading. It's one thing I'm pissed off about is losing 95. I hate that. We did basically just trade back. So we still have 133, or we got 133 in that deal. So we have 2/4. And I've always been a big proponent of trading Tennessee's pick next year to get back into the third round, which, hey, they might just very well do. They might just be like, you know what? Let's just say, guys, we have 2 third round picks this year. Let's just consider that. That's why maybe they're saying that in the draft room. We just traded one of them. Time to trade up, you know, maybe a fifth and the Tennessee to get back into, like, the mid-late third.
Could be.
I could definitely see them, you know, maybe thinking that as far as the thought process, without a doubt. I think I see in the chat everybody's wondering, like, did we really need to trade up to get this guy is a question, right? And that's a valid question. That is a valid question. Sometimes what we think, we don't know what's going on in the war room when these guys are talking. They might have got some grumblings that some other teams might have been looking at it. I'm looking right here, 31st pick. San Fran just picked up Ricky Pearsall. I like Pearsall a lot. So, yeah. Ricky Pearsall's a baller, man. Look, and Joker jumped a 41-inch vertical.
Sure.
Yeah, 10-9 on his broad jump. So he's got explosion. He looked good on tape. I like Ricky Pearsall a lot.
Yeah, he exploded.
Yeah, but I think they just want to make sure to solidify and secure that pick, right? They was just like, look, let's just go ahead and do it and make sure we have this guy. If this is the guy that we want, Chiefs will make sure they take the necessary steps to do that. So I don't fault them at it at all. I think we still probably pick up another wide receiver, probably a bigger body. But I'm in the same camp with you, Tej. I do believe this is kind of a strategic pick by saying, hey, Hollywood Brown comes here, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to catch 80 balls at 1,200 yards, 30, whatever it is going to be, hit his head on the goalpost. He's going to be looking for that bag. And right now what we see is money's coming out. Monse Brown, AJ, you know, he just got paid. The writing's on the wall. Guy has a great year. Chiefs ain't going to be able to afford him. This is part of it, right? It's just like, hey, man, look, we ain't got it. We love you. We, you know, you come win the Super Bowl here. We ain't got it. Let's get this young guy over here who's a speed demon, take the top off the defense, and let's throw the ball to him. Now, we know this is kind of, like you said, DeSean Jackson. This is Andy's MO. He likes fast guys, right? And I can't wait to see what it's going to look like on Sunday. I think my concern, and I'll speak for myself as far as what I thought about Xavier Worthy.
Okay.
I thought he was a a decent receiver. I thought he was a good receiver. I like the speed. Everybody loves the speed. He just can't coach it. Maybe I had a little questions about his hands and maybe some of the routes, okay? But what we do is we do a whole lot of double moves. We see how, you know, in some of the film they just showed up there of him doing that. He's going to be able to get open. He's going to run some underneath routes. He's thin. I'm talking to, man, he is Peppermint Patty thin, okay? And people know what Peppermint Patty is. That's how thin that joke is, man. But he can pick him up, put him down. That's what he can do. So, you know, offenses, we're going to see. We're going to be entertained. That's what we're going to see. And it's going to be bombs away. It better be. If it ain't better, shoot. If it ain't bombs away with him, then we just I don't understand why we would take a guy if we're not going to utilize that speed, right? So he caught a boatload of screens. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Boatload. So that's what we do, right? Yeah. What do y'all think, man?
How do you my question is, okay, so let's say I think we're all can see that Rice is probably going to miss at least four games. Let's say four games for right now, but he's going to miss some games this year. My question is, Hollywood, at least for this year, we're going to have Hollywood and Worthy. How do you see them two being? I mean, because like they do kind of the exact same thing, really. And I know Hollywood can do a little bit of variety of things. I've been saying that since his Oklahoma days. But like, how do you see these two kind of working on offense together? I mean, because think about it, it's Hollywood, Worthy, KT, and they're all very like, you know, kind of like gadgety kind of guys. I mean, we're not going to have that bigger body receiver. And I do agree with you. I think this pick tells you that they are going to go for one of the big body guys that's still out there, like the Brandon Rice type. So a guy like that who's still out there in this draft. There's still a lot of those guys. Keon Coleman's still out there. A lot of guys like that. So I think we are going to go ahead and get one more. But as of right now, Hollywood and Xavier Worthy, I mean, how do you see the offense kind of working with the two slimmer guys who kind of do the same thing, at least this year?
Listen, I've said this. I've said it 100 times. This is a small man's offense. I don't always say this is geared for the smaller player. This is get the ball in your hand real quick and let them go make the play. They don't go hit the head on the goalpost. And that's what they want. And look, I would love to have a big receiver. I would have love to have Xavier Leggett, you know, throwing the ball up too. But that's just not our offense. We don't do that. That's not what we do. Can you see – we threw one back shoulder pass to Rashid Rice, and then all of a sudden it was like we didn't want to throw no more. Like we were satisfied with it, right? I think Justin Ross came in, caught one up in the air. We didn't see any more of it.
Nope.
So we want to get the ball out of your hand quick, right? Let them run, let them do what they do. So that's the way that I look at this. Is what this offense is, man. I mean, we just gotta deal with it. That's why he likes it. Get in the hole, get in the window, underneath routes. Put the ball in the air and then go play and let your speed speak volumes for everything else. Right. Let your speed do the talking. So that's what I see, man. We just got to deal with one understand what the offense is. We don't look for the big receiver to throw the ball down the field, back shoulder. I haven't seen us do that in years, or at least, you know, with Patrick Mahomes, we just don't have those guys. He's just not covered in those guys like that. So what do you think?
So a few thoughts. So his negatives work well for what we're working with, in that he's not going to draw the most physical cornerback, and that is his biggest Achilles heel. The most physical cornerback will probably be on Rice most of the time, and the speediest cornerback will probably be on Brown most of the time. So you got Worthy going against probably the number three cornerback on most teams. He's really good in motion, so we'll be able to move him around a lot. So he's not like he's just going to get picked apart on the split end a lot. They're going to move him around a lot. I think that's what really probably put him over the edge is that, hey, you know, we can put this guy all over the field, and he also has that crazy speed. So he's very, very small. He does have some drops, but I read that his drops are overrated. He can't get bumped off his route because he's so small. That's a problem. Problem with press man. That's a problem. But again, you move him around, you get him against the right matchup. That won't be as big of a problem for him. So it's not like he's the guy, only guy at receiver for us, where we had to line him up against that veteran press man corner every single week. That's not going to happen with him. It's not. We're going to be strategic in how we deploy him. He does a lot more things than people give him credit for, is what the PFF guys were saying about him. Like, he gets so much credit for being a deep threat, but he does a lot more than that. He also, he said, as small as he is, he doesn't go down without a fight. He's not like one of those guys who just like goes down the second he gets touched. He tries to drop his shoulder and he tries to create contact. Doesn't always work, but he tries to fight it out for the extra yards. The Chiefs are probably hoping that he gets into an NFL weight program, puts on a little mass, a little bit. By the time maybe Hollywood Brown's gone, then he can maybe face those slightly bigger cornerbacks that are going to be facing against him deep. But right now, what do we say most of last season, late last season, and into the offseason? We said we just need more guys that defenses have to account for. A lot of the guys before we got Brown, teams aren't scared of. They're only looking at Mahomes the entire time because they don't have any guys that you have to account for on our team besides Rice and Kelce. You get a good enough quarterback on Rice, you double Kelce, you're just watching Mahomes the entire time. Dude, you have Kelce, Rice, Brown, Worthy. You have guys you have to watch every single play. I mean, that's what they said about Worthy. Defenses had to account for where he was every single pre-snap. Defenses were watching to see what he was doing, where he was. And if you can move him around the way that they love doing pre-snap with some of our guys, that's going to be dead. You're going to have guys.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Guys following him pre-snap to try to see where he is.
Oh, they're going to be behind eight ball trying to do that. And nobody runs motion more than we do. The type of stuff that we do, we'll make sure he's just not stationary so you can put hands on him, right? So he's going to be slippery to get the ball, move him around. You know, he ain't going to get hit. You know, I'm sure he's going to be elusive as well. But that's what we do. That's what Andy does. And I think it's where he's great at creating space and running different routes so guys get open. This is what I said about Rashid Rice last year. All we ran, more so than anything else, is running these screens, running these slants, running these quick little hitches. That's what we want to do. That's our offense. That's our ball. And then we'll throw one deep every once in a while, just to keep you honest, right? These guys are going to be able to take the top off the defense. Two of them. We have two guys. Not just Hollywood Brown. Now Xavier Worthy. Yeah. Right? So that's the deal. That's what Andy's going to say, man. It's going to, like I said, it's going to be a track meet out there every Sunday.
And if you have enough depth not to put him in a position that he's not comfortable in.
Right.
You can have him just doing the things he's good at.
That's it.
Until he gets the other things right.
Right. Yeah. So I think, when we look at things, I know we want that. I like to see our offense transform into some other things, right? Having a bigger guy on the outside. Hey, man. Let's keep doing the same thing that's been winning, right? This is who we are. So why change it if this has been the success for us? The question is going to be with this guy, Xavier Worthy. Can he catch deep routes consistently, right? Because I know you said Tejay had some – I had some questions about his hands. Is he – he's not going to be MBS 2.0. He's not going to be that guy, right?
They said he played with a broken hand part of the season where he had a lot of – though. So at least there's an excuse there, right?
Okay. Well, shoot.
That's an excuse, I would say.
Right. This ain't going to work next year doing like, hey, my hand – no. Shoot, this is NFL, man. And he's going to be on top of you. So
his drop rate was 6% last year. So not horrible.
No.
It's 75 catches for 1,000 yards. 6%. It's not bad.
That's production. That's production. Out of those 75 catches, how many are like the screens, a little quick little throws and get up the field, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what they had to look into. But they've evaluated that. And if they're looking like this is what we have. True, this is what we do. We got Kadarius Toney. He's another guy that can do that, right? Slippery, smooth, get up the field moving. small guys, 5'11". So, hey man, to me, I'm cool with it. I like it. He catches the football. He shows, displays good hands. We're gonna be fine. So,
yes. Stu Thompson. What do we give up for Worthy? We gave up our third round pick, and they gave us their. But Bills gave us their fourth round pick tomorrow. So it was kind of a swap of a third and fourth to move up, but five picks.
95-133
Yeah. So not the worst. I mean, I saw there was one trade tonight. It was the Jaguars and Vikings trade. That was a pretty bad trade. They gave up like a third round pick to like go up like six spots. And they didn't get anything back either. They just go up six spots. They give up a third round pick.
And I don't like the trading of the third. Trust me. If anything, I wanted to trade back to get more second and thirds. But I do like that we wanted him so bad that we didn't want to chance it. Right. That I like. I like the aggression to get him. That means we didn't want to miss out. That means we thought that much more of him than the next guys. And there are a lot of receivers out there. So the fact that we were like, no, this guy's a step above. I assume it was a first round grade for him out of the 18 that he gave first round grades to players. So, at a position of need and a first round grade, they were like, you need to do this. So.
Yeah, and also, I'm seeing in the chat here, he was a really good punt returner last year. He wasn't a kick returner for them last season, just punt returns. I was looking here. His punt returns, he had 23 punt returns for 371 yards and one touchdown at punt return last year. Only took two career kickoffs. I guess 2021, he had two kickoffs for 33 yards. So he's been primarily a punt return guy for Texas. So, there's that. There's another guy we have. We can put it back there. Hopefully, he's getting a bigger role in the offense. He's not doing that. But I think this one thing it tells you, we're not bringing back Mecole Hardman. I mean, there was always a chance of potentially bringing him back in, coming back last year. I think we maybe sign him again. I think that kind of puts that to bed, right, JD? Would you say that?
Say it again.
Puts Mecole Hardman, probably solidifies he will not be coming back.
Yeah, probably. I would say so. Because you have that guy. You have this dude that can do all those things that you were hoping Mecole could do. And so if he picks it up and immediately gets down with Patrick, starts getting some type of rapport with him, throwing the football, this is what you're banking on. Okay. And I think if they wanted Hardman back, they would have went ahead and got him back, right? They went ahead and done it. So, he's light, man. A sucker's light. Okay. He wanted to put a couple of weights in his pockets. Get on the scale when he get here to Kansas City.
He weighs what I weigh, but I'm 5'7", 3/4". This guy's what, 5'11", 165?
Yeah, 165.
Oof. You want to hear some player comps for him?
Yeah, who they got?
Jameson Williams.
Yep.
Mike Wallace.
Okay.
Will Fuller.
All right.
Ted Ginn.
Okay.
Tank Dell.
All right.
Devontae Smith.
Sure. Yep.
That's what I got.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, Mike Wallace in his prime was fantastic. I mean, that's why you got that big
deal. I'll take a mixture of all those guys. Give me like the median of all those guys. I'll take it.
And we were really interested in Jameson Williams. So it's funny. JD always talks about we were a small man's offense. We have a type, obviously. When Hollywood Brown came out, we wanted him. When James Williams came out, we really wanted him. And now Xavier Worthy's here. And, obviously we have a type. I'm seeing a tweet here from Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report. He tweeted, I got a text from an AFC general manager on the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy. Quote, fuck me is what the text was.
Who was that? Who said that?
Jordan Schultz, NFL Insider on Bleacher Report, he said he got a tweet from an AFC general manager saying about the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy, and he put, quote, fuck me. So AFC's not pleased about Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy. And I think the ironic part in this whole situation is the fact that the Buffalo Bills were the team that traded us that pick to get Xavier Worthy. And it's just funny, the team that you know, can't seem to beat us ever when it matters. They're the ones who traded us this pick to get an offensive weapon, and they're over there. They're dying for one as of right now. Gabriel Davis is gone. Stephon Diggs is gone. They brought in Curtis Samuel, but they are looking for a receiver. And so the fact that they traded us that pick to get for us to get Xavier Worthy is kind of wild. Actually, it's pretty symbolic.
Yeah. Multiple Tank Dell, so a few Tank Dell comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you know Xavier Worthy wasn't one of the guys though. You know, he's like, oh, you can have him. Because they like, you know, a big body, you know, a bigger guy like Gabe Davis. You know, Gabe did a great job. They already got, what's the name up there? Shakur or whatever, right?
That's right, Khalil Shakur.
Yeah. So there's still some good receivers out there. Some really good receivers out there.
Oh, yeah. It's loaded.
Maybe Tyreek 2.0. What?
Man.
I love that they traded out again, by the way. Good for Buffalo, man. But Buffalo's going to stockpile. They're kind of where we were a couple years ago, where they're like, shit, man, with that huge Allen contract, it's a reality now. We need young players on the cheap is what we need. So
Yeah. They got to get out some contracts.
They're realizing like, oh, we need to do what they did a couple years ago with the Tyreek Hill trade. But they traded out again, and Leggett went on a 32.
Wow.
This Tyreek 2.0, man, I'm always using certain guys in the same sentence. He ain't quite Tyreek 2.0, okay? Tyreek has the combination. And he's got speed. We know that. Fastest 40, right? Straight line, explosion, change of direction. We know that. What Tyreek could do, we've seen it. I mean, it's laughable how he just makes people look on screen. He has only a whole different effect of putting all that together in just one body. That's Tyreek 2.0, man. Too soon, I don't know. We ain't see what that joke. He ain't caught a ball in the NFL yet. not one. They took not one snap. But I get what you're saying. You try to throw him some flowers real quick, and you know, say, you know, he got some speed because he does. He does. He can run some good routes too. So. No, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So I'll talk about this. I didn't think the Chiefs were going after offensive tackle. I just didn't. I was just like, look, I know everybody was thinking this, and it just seemed to me that once those few guys went, they were like, okay, we're going to move on to a different thing now, right? We're just going to move on. So there's still some. They can still get some. Tackles they can still develop later on. Still going to be some guys there. I'm going to give you one. I was going to put this actually out here on X, Twitter, whatever people call it, that nobody's thinking about. But this is my thought process. Okay, let's say you want to develop a tackle. You can get, okay, just bear with me. You can go get the guy from Yale, okay, the one dude who's hurt, all right?
Agmaji?
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher his name, but yeah, no, that's it.
I don't know it either. I'm trying though. Kieran.
Yeah. He's a guy that you could probably get in the third round once he get healthy. They talk about his ability, what he has. And I, in the back of my head, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I like this guy. I watched a couple of videos, a couple of interviews. This guy is one who was ready, who was hungry. That's a name. And I was just like, look, you know how they do like little, I'm like, hey, I'm just going to leave this one out here. You can get a guy like that maybe a third or fourth round, seriously. Because everybody
third more, unfortunately.
Well, I know it. Yeah, but I'm just saying now, so you have that. He might even fall to the fourth. So.
In this draft, I don't know about that. The tackles are where they're going. But again, I think if we like someone enough in the third round, I think we'll pull the trigger. We have two thirds next year, and the Tennessee third probably gonna be pretty good next year. So I think we can get into the mid, trade that in a fifth. We can get into like the mid late third with that pick. Here's a good player comp for you, JD.
Okay,
somebody you watched growing up, Henry Ellard.
Okay.
That was a player comp for Worthy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Right. See, I mean, you know, I didn't know how big was Henry Ellard. I know he was fast. I know he had, you know, kind of a smaller guy. But I guess, you know what? Those guys, those Washington guys always have big shoulder pads on anyway. Maybe that's why they look bigger than what they were. That's
true.
You know, those shaky ones, the real shaky ones, like.
he was bigger, but 5'11", 180.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably coming out of the draft, he was smaller. So probably like 170s. So, yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buckeye Brazy. Appreciate it, man. Throwing us some ducats, man. Thank you. All right. 63, more like Rocket Ishmael. Ooh, I ain't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah,
I heard that name in a long time. That's good right there, Optimistic James. Love it.
That's Mitchell, I guess the rumblings of his problems were probably a little more true than we thought, right?
Yeah.
That's what comes to mind. That guy at one point was like top 15, top 20 pick. So,
yeah.
And
the fact that Worthy leapfrogged him to be the first Texas guy off the board, because for a while it was supposed to be Adonai Mitchell, and then it was like, oh, well, you know, if you like Worthy's speed, he'll probably be maybe a pick or two before him. But the fact that he's out of the first round altogether is kind of wild.
At least they're totally different players. We look at someone like Pearsall who leapfrogged him. That's like, whoa. So, like, you know, look, once you get past the elite players at most positions, it comes down to what's your flavor, right? What do you need at that position? So, you know, I don't. Once you get past the top three receivers, from there on out, it's just like, you know, how bad do you want that kind of receiver? You know, so I don't think it's crazy that they did that, but you know,
I gotta say, so I'm seeing one of the comments here. Lewis Cuthbert's been pretty harsh when it comes to Xavier Worthy. I've seen a lot of his comments. Worthy's the modern day Todd Blackledge pick. I mean. Oh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man, he ain't played it down yet. We don't know what he's going to do. Come on, Lewis. Take it easy on him. I see that Lab McConkley and others sitting here laughing at Chiefs picking Worthy. Nah, what they're wishing is they were healed. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know who's this guy talking about. There's a tackle out of Canada. I don't know who's – somebody said something like that. I don't know who said that.
I think we had a visit with a guy from British Columbia. He was one of our top 30 visits. It was a dude from British Columbia. I don't really know much more than that. I mean – So, I mean, that could be very well. We do have a history of drafting guys from Canada with Tardif, Canadian guy. So, I mean, there is that. But, I mean, I don't know. I still think the Kinsley connection is – I mean, that BYU connection with Reed, I still think that's going to be top. Okay. If we do draft one in the second round, I think that's
going to be
top.
Yeah. And he's still there. Right, yeah. So, you know.
And is Newton still aboard?
Yeah.
Wow. I cannot believe that. You know, that tells me that means we're going to get a good D tackle in round three or four if we trade back into round three and with one of our fourth round picks, because all those D tackles are still there. Because Newton was supposed to go in the first round, didn't. And you got Fisk, you got Hall Jr., you got Ororo Rowe, and then Chris Jenkins Jr. So there's a lot of meat out there when it comes to defensive tackles still. So that's a plus for us, at least, unless we miss out on that. But JD, so you think. This pick, obviously, Xavier Worthy, everyone's excited about it. Fast guy. We got bombs away. You got Hollywood Brown saying, okay, now we're lit now or something like that on Twitter. Yeah. So he's excited. You're going to have nine routes all day long, Jay. You're going to have a little 899 routes, a little Kelsey Post route and the two seams.
That's what we're hoping for. But reality, we're going to throw wide receiver screen, slants, you know, you know, crossing routes, reverses, right? This is what we're going to see. Double moves, whip routes. That's what we're going to see with these fast guys. And we'll throw a bomb every once in a while just to keep you honest. Okay? That's which is all, it always works because you get to keep, you know, defensive guessing. But now, look, I like the pick. I like it. I think Mitchell, like you were saying, it might have been some things, some grumblers about why you didn't take a guy like this. I wasn't really sold on him, just on production and whatnot. And look, Barbershop was talking about this yesterday. Sometimes when guys leave from one place to another, you ask the question why, right? And they said, he may be dealing with, obviously, being a type 1 diabetic. They might be taking his medication. That might be, an issue. I know other guys manage it in the NFL, but maybe they were still saying, well, look, even if he manages it, it still might be some things there. So I don't know, all right? But they got the boy right beside him, though. I like to see why people like or dislike a pick rather than just be mad at anything. Because they didn't get that guy. They didn't do it. They was ready to stand on the table as soon as that guy got picked. Yeah, look at me. Fold your hands. Pat yourself on the back because you're the guru, with the draft process. Hey, I'm not mad at it at all. Okay. I think this was a good direction to go.
What would you guys grade this pick? I know everyone. Yeah, I know we're all here. None of us had us getting Xavier Worthy on the show. I just didn't think it was going to happen because I thought Hollywood checked that box for that kind of guy. But if we are thinking ahead, it seems like, if Hollywood does leave, we got Xavier Worthy for 4 more years after this year. So that's also beauty, too. It's 5 years. We see A.J. Brown's contract extension today. We saw what Tyreek Hill's getting. We saw all these guys are getting. You got a receiver in the first round who could potentially blow up here in Kansas City. And we got for 5 years on this rookie deal. So I think that's a huge factor in this whole thing. In the fact that Hollywood might leave after this 1 year, the 1 year deal in the end of the day. But what do you guys agree with this? Because I got ESPN on the background over here. I hear Scott Van Pelt talking about the Chiefs, stole Xavier Worthy. And it's an A+. It's the talk of the draft night, according to ESPN right now. So what would you guys grade it? If you had to give it a letter grade to this, what would you guys grade this pick?
B+. Are you talking to the chat people?
Chat people and you guys.
Yeah. B plus. I think it's a good pick. I think this is what they were really looking for, a speed guy. They're looking for a speed guy. So they got him. Okay. Why not get the fastest guy that's out there? So B+.
Tish, what's your
name? And he worked out with Patrick Mahomes, right?
I haven't heard anything.
What's that?
He's asking if he worked out with Patrick Mahomes in Texas. I mean, it could very well, it could have happened.
I read that on Twitter. It's the fastest man at the combine who worked out with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, well, there's a potential there.
That makes sense. Aside from the trade and what we gave up and everything, just for the player, we want a speed guy. I got to go B+. I just think that he is the speed guy, right, of the draft. So, like, if you wanted a speed guy,
yeah,
that's the guy. I can't argue with that. Did I mock us taking him a lot? No. But, like I said, I like picking the position more than the actual player because we don't know exactly what they're looking for. Are you looking for a guy you want today? Are you looking for a guy you want tomorrow? There's just so many different criteria with these things, especially, again, we can't say this enough. With Chris Jones and Mahomes' contracts, you got to be really, really clever about everybody else on the roster and how much they're worth to you.
Absolutely. So
we don't know what kind of blank check Hollywood's going to ask for next year. If he tears it up, it's amazing. But if he tears it up, he's going to ask for a blank check. If he doesn't look that good, then we need to replace him. So it's like either way, you're looking at he's got to go probably next year, right? Because we just can't afford that. Right. We have a guy who could possibly just be the next Hollywood Brown at a great contract for 5 years. That's that right there boosted up to even a B+, right?
Right. Right.
So yeah, I can't say anything bad about it. I will say this too, with the way defenses have been adjusting and playing offenses, we're really going to test that out this year with those two guys. We're really going to see if you can stop teams from going deep with those two guys. Because you have two underneath guys in Rice and Kelce who will make you pay. And you got those two guys that can pretty much outrun anyone on defense. It's going to be it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one big takeaway. It's going to be fun. The deep ball is back in Kansas City. It really is. JD, talk to me about the factor of being a veteran. So we talk about the fact that Hollywood might be gone after this year. It's a 1 year deal. You know, he signed for a pretty cheap deal for us. I mean, pretty much betting on himself this year. And if he stays healthy, he could make a lot of money next offseason. And based on the way we do things, like Tayshia said, he might be gone. And this is a guy who's going to have a very similar playing style utilization, kind of like a Hollywood Brown, similar stature, similar speed. Talk about for the fact that we sign Hollywood in the same year we sign Hollywood, we bring in a guy who has the same kind of build and makeup as him. He can learn a lot from Hollywood Brown. It's kind of strategic in a way as well, where you're having the, hey, like, you come in this year, you learn from this guy. He's learning the same way as you are, a new playbook, new everything to him. But he's going to show you the ropes as far as being a veteran and being that kind of guy that you can kind of look up to in this, at least for one season.
Yeah, I think you said it all. I mean, it just makes sense. If you have a guy like this, you watch everything that he does. You emulate everything that Hollywood Brown is doing. We just need the production of what Hollywood Brown has been able to give in his previous years with the Ravens when he caught, you know, a ton of balls. And so when he learns that and run routes, you know, get past maybe some press, that's what we want to do. Yeah, look, get guys ready. Get guys ready. And so it is a business. I've always said, and I said this yesterday, I said, I'm thankful I had guys that when I came into the league, helped me make that adjustment, you know, taught me everything I needed to know to be, you know, the tight end in the NFL. And so I had older guys, Ed West, Jimmy Johnson, love those guys to death, 13 years, 10 years, respectively, and they taught me everything I needed to know as far as in the NFL. If Hollywood Brown gives him just half of what he knows, just the knowledge, okay? He watches him in practice. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And so get the same type of player. That's what you do. Same body type, like you said, same player. Get the mentality down. They already said he's a competitor. I think he's going to be all right, man. I want to see how we test his hands out. I want to make sure he's got good hands, right? So that's –
I think the big thing for me is with Worthy. I know a lot of people are here saying, you know, it's not Tyreek Hill 2.0. It's more like Mecole Hardman 2.0. I guess it's the people who are upset we got Xavier Worthy. I think the big thing for me is that I'm going to have to watch a lot of film on Xavier Worthy. His tracking skills, I'd love to see him track a ball in the air, because that's the one thing that Hardman, while he did have a speed, he had a lot of things going for him. His tracking just never got better. Even
really good.
We saw in the playoffs this past year. I mean, he couldn't track a ball to save his life in that Dolphins game. Couldn't even know where the ball was at times. Just kind of reading that. And I want to see how Xavier Worthy is, because I know that offense, they threw a lot of verts in that offense last year in Texas to him and Adonai Mitchell. So I'm curious to see how his tracking skills are.
He can track. He can track really well. His only two knocks are just being knocked off a route and not great at contested catches. He's not good at hand fighting contested catches. So he's not a go up there and get it. He's just a run by everyone and catch it. Is what he is.
So yeah,
tracking's really good, and he can do that. Thing's not a one trick pony either. You know what I mean? He's not just a go deep guy. He can run routes. He's got quick twitch, and he can run routes.
So here's the story on it. I'm looking right here at his targets. Right, what he ran. He's got 12 of them, the targets was 12 crossing, 10 of them was go routes, 21 hitches, 13 outs, 10 slants, and 21 screens. That's the majority of things he did. Screens, crossing hitches, and outs. That's where they did with him most. Everything else is kind of three corners, 10 goals, you know, three ends. We got a guy. That's what our offense is. That's what we run. So, perfect guy for our offense. Perfect guy.
I'm kind of surprised with that 10 verts, though. It's kind of wild.
I'm telling you. It was like they plucked him out of Texas. Come here to Chiefs. You do everything that we ask you to do. We're doing it. You're doing it. Brad 21 Beal. Screens. 21. 21 screens, man.
That's a lot.
And 21 hitches.
I was watching a couple screens a minute ago of him just catching it and just hitting the corner and gone. Just outran the guy who had the angle on him. Brad Veach says he shot Patrick Mahomes at Texas. They were turning in the trade with Buffalo to the league and told him the selection was Xavier Worthy. Mahomes replied with a thumbs up emoji and then sent that sunglasses tweet.
He was ready for it. That's funny. You know what? And that's the thing too. We talked about this. We saw and the JD said this because I think we've had a lot of fans come on to say that we've won two Super Bowls with average at best receiver play and not getting a lot from receivers, and we can continue to win like that. And JD's made the point here, and I think a lot of people have made the point, people who want receivers, is that you can't keep putting the burden on Patrick and having it put on the cape every time we have to make a playoff run.
That's right.
And this year we said on the show that we were going to have to go out and overcorrect the problem, you know, and we did. Hollywood Brown replacing, you know, MVS, and then bringing in Xavier Worthy. And then, you know, in Rashee Rice year two, we didn't know this was going to happen with his situation. But it doesn't sound like, regardless of Rashee Rice's situation, sounds like this is the guy we wanted, because it's not like we're taking somebody to kind of do what Rashee Rice was doing.
Right. This is the guy we wanted. This is the guy the Chiefs wanted, seriously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've seen the grades here. I see my nephew logged on. What's up, Neff? He gave us a B grade. You know, Packers fan. He's a Packers fan. You know.
I hope he enjoys his the tackle they got who's going to be moved to guard by week five.
Yeah, Neff. Got it? what we're doing is we're getting that, like how the Packers have a ton of wide receivers. That's what we're getting. We're getting some speed. Guys catch football. Guys can go get it and do a lot with it once they get in their hands, man. You got to be happy at this. I get it. He probably wasn't your guy for some of these people that don't like it, but he was a Chiefs guy. He's a Chiefs guy.
Yep.
Chiefs was all in on this dude because they moved up to get him. Right? We got to realize that. Dude.
I think the pendulum has swung so hard on combine warriors to a certain degree too, because we used to be like floored by guys that like ran the fastest 40 time. Now I think there's a level of skepticism because of the times that we've been burned, because those guys were overdrafted in like the early first round, right? The guy who ran a four, you know, the John Rosses of the world, the cautionary tales of guys that were overdrafted really early in the first. We didn't draft him 10th overall, 12th overall. We got him with the fourth, the last pick of the first round. So it's like, we didn't do that. So it's not what it used to be. It's like, he's the fastest guy, but he does other things really well. He wasn't just a random receiver that turned out a great 40 time.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
He had a good resume, and he can run other routes. So it's different than the typical really, really fast combine guy.
Yeah, right.
I'm seeing a comment from our guy, Lewis Cuthbert here. He said that Worthy only had one good season of production, essentially, as a whole. But, I mean, depending on what you're talking about, I mean, 2023, 75 or 1,000, 14, 5 touchdowns. 2022, 60 for 7, 69 touchdowns. 2021, 62 for 981 and 12 touchdowns. That's three seasons of body of work. So I don't.
Oh, yeah. No,
he's definitely the wrong guy to use that with, because there's plenty of other guys we've talked about on the show who only had 1 year of doing anything. And this guy's not one of those guys to be talking about in that way, because he's 3 year good years. I mean, you can arguably say his 2 years ago season was better than this past season. So I don't I don't know, with the 1 year body of work, that doesn't really ring right there. You could dog the guy for being too slight, and you know, and being a smaller guy. I mean, that may not have been your guy, but to say he's only had 1 year of really of showing anything, that's a lie, because you can just see his numbers there and his game log. So
most of the guys starting at Brian Thomas only had a good year this last year. Brian Thomas only had 1,000-yard receiver. Before that, was like 300 or 400 yards. Mitchell had like 200 yards the previous year. Troy Franklin had two good years in a row, but 891 the previous year. Okay, and I like Troy Franklin. I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
McConkey had 483 this year. So, I mean, like, what are we even talking about now?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you start looking at people's guys' data, there's a whole lot of guys that didn't really have a whole bunch of production.
Keon Coleman, 790. I mean, like, look, it's pick 28. They're flawed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd be a top 10 pick, especially a receiver.
Yeah.
So
Because that's the thing, too, because all the times we look at these guys who go to the combine and dominate, like Tay just said, you go to look at their productivity and say, wait, you were so good at the combine, but your numbers don't match that. You didn't really do much last your whole college career. This guy is rare when it checks off both, where he's run 4.21 at the combine, and then he's also flashing 1,000 yards and having 12 touchdowns 2 years prior to that. So, like, this guy checks off a lot of boxes. And, you know, I just didn't think we were going to draft him because of Hollywood Brown, so I kind of have to do a little bit more depth into looking at Xavier Worthy. But to knock him, some of these comments in here, I just – nonsense, to be quite honest with you tonight. I love Lewis. I love you, buddy. But these are some nonsensical comments tonight, man. Maybe we didn't get your guy, but come on, man. Let's relax on the Xavier Worthy hate.
Yeah. Well, look, we know this is always going to happen. Somebody's going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. This is what we had to deal with. This is going to be the fallout of some of these things. But as far as what he does and what he does well, the Chiefs feel like he's their guy, that he fits what they do offensively. And he does. And when, like, we look at his production, that's how our wide receivers usually produce in this offense. It is. He's geared for what we do. I get he's small. We just probably have to monitor how many sandwiches he's eating and how many times he's getting into the weight room. That's it. Okay. We just got to make sure he's doing that. Let's push him out into the weight room a little bit more. So, you know, we won't get him too big because he might lose some of that speed.
True.
But they'll work with him. They'll put some weight on him. He'll probably get another 5 pounds before the season starts, hopefully. All right. Hey,
Devontae Smith is, a lot of people thought he wasn't going to pan out because he was so small. I mean, he's pretty much played all. I mean, he's been rock solid.
Playing it, man. Playing. I know it.
As the top receivers, only three had back-to-back these last 2 years 1,000 yards. Guess who they were?
Neighbors.
The ones who went top with seven, okay? That's what back-to-back 1,000-yard receiver gets you. It gets you a top 10 pick. So, like, yeah, if Worthy had back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers, he'd be long gone by the teens.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, most of these top prospects that play for top programs – they're playing when they're freshmen and sophomores. They're playing with first and second round receivers who are juniors and seniors.
Right.
So, like, they're not going to get, you know, a freshman year Worthy or sophomore year Worthy. He's not going to get 130 targets every season. It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Right. Come on, man. And so if we get a guy that had 75 catches, good. We're getting him on the upswing. So we know he can do that. We know he can catch 75 balls. So we're looking for that production and even more. And hopefully we can make sure that Patrick Mahomes facilitates that, divvies up to guys out there on the field, and he'll do a good job of it, right? The good thing about it is he don't have to wait for a guy to get out of his break. You don't have to wait for any of those things. Yeah. Pat can let these things fly now, right?
Yeah.
He's got guys around him that are just absolutely speed guys flying around. He can land out in front of them, let him go get it. So his arm might just get tired, man, throwing some balls around. Shoot. I'm good with it.
It's funny when you go back to the combine stuff, everyone collectively said, don't let him go to the Chiefs.
I think it was just the two by two sets. You got Rice, Hollywood on the outsides, or you could even put KT on the outside. But then the slot, you either have KT or Hollywood in the slot, and then Worthy in the slot. I mean, there's just so much you could do with it. And also, too, we've talked about this before where, you know, we weren't really using KT and like a lot of the gadgety stuff. We can now have options to use guys in those gadget positions if we wanted to. You can use KT there. You can use Hollywood there. You can use Xavier Worthy there now. And we have a lot of options. A lot of fun stuff's going to come of this. And forget about that. Obviously, we talk about the bombs away aspect of it, the blowing, you know, hidden goalposts with the head. On top of that, we just have the gadget stuff now. The jet sweeps are going to be back in action. I mean, there's so much here, man. I'm really excited about the potential with having KT there as well in the receiver room.
I have a problem with KT being your number one and number two. That's my problem.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sure.
KT is your number four or five? Oh, boy. That's freaking fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's looking good, man.
I just don't want to have to need KT. KT as a bonus is fantastic. Having to need KT to be the guy, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if, because I think you said it, JD, and you said it for weeks that we're going to get two receivers in this draft. Lewis Riddick, after we drafted Xavier Worthy, he said, watch, they're going to draft a big body guy still. Well, that's not done yet in this draft. So we talked about this weeks ago that there is going to become a dilemma here soon with who's going to be the odd man out. Because you draft two guys, and let's say first four rounds of this draft, that's a lot of guys in that receiver room. I can just go off. So Rice, Hollywood, Xavier Worthy, it's three, KT, four, Justin Watson, five, Sky Moore, six, Justin Ross, seven, Nico Remigio, eight, Anthony Miller, nine, and then you draft another guy, it's 10. That's 10 guys right off the bat there. And we get what's, we kept seven receivers last year when we went into the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, who's gone? I mean, who's gone from that? Obviously, Remigio, Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller may be gone, probably. Everyone's favorite, Justin Ross, probably on the chopping block. Justin Watson can be on the chopping block. There's a lot of guys that could be on the chopping block.
A lot of guys. Look, this is good competition, and so it just got a whole lot harder. It just got real crowded in the wide receiver room. So the guys got to show out when it comes in OTAs. Training camp, you got to show out, man, because you are out the door. And what I do know as a team will have give you a leash for as long as they got money in you. They put their money in you. Okay? So guys they drafted. And we know who they drafted. Other guys, hey, you might be hitting the door. You may hit the door. So best to show out, man. Best to show out. This guy right here is going to get a whole lot of reps, too. He might be on the other side starting. We even talked about Rashee Rice. My estimation, he's going to get at least half the season, if not the whole season. I wouldn't be shocked if they gave him the whole season, to be honest with you. You know, so, just to send a message, make sure, like, this right here is not okay. And I think it was just – I think that's what it is.
I think it's come down hard on this. I think with the rug situation the way it was, the NFL really couldn't come down on that because he was getting punished by the law for what he did. So it was like, okay, like handle that thing situation. So now, and I think with that happening, I think it opens up the door for the NFL as the first punishment since that Ruggs incident when it involved in the street racing aspect of things. So I do think it's going to be a pretty harsh punishment. I hope not, but. Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with you on that, JD, at least half the season.
And the thing is, you got to realize the optics of it, right? The optics of it is, well, did they punish this guy enough? This guy walked away, you know, all the things that people was going to be incensed about. Oh, my gosh. The NFL still, look at them, soft on the NFL players, the privilege of it, stuff like that. No, look, hey, he understands. Look, he's going to get the punishment, I think, is deserving of him. Okay, and I think the NFL was sitting there saying, we're going to make sure that this message get out. We don't care what people think, but we got to make it and take a stand on this, okay, from a good guy. So.
But for now, Xavier Worthy would come to that wide receiver room with Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown and Kadarius Toney. Mahomes is going to have a lot of weapons to throw to this coming year and at least for the next 5 years with Xavier Worthy. And also, look at this. He's 20, but this guy turns 21 on Saturday. So, JD, you know how it is. I've heard millions of podcasts or stories of NFL players on draft day week, and these guys party their asses off. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing that they, you know, it's one of those times to kind of party your butt off. It's a big accomplishment in your life. And on top of that, this guy's turning 21 on top of getting drafted. So, this man's going to have himself a weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. He definitely is. That joker probably been partying already before 21, you know, so.
Yeah.
Texas, baby. Hey, if they're big down there in Texas, they're going to do it big down there. So, but this will be good for him. Now, he should celebrate this, man. This is good for him because it's changing his life. So, hats off to Xavier Worthy becoming the chief. I love it. Welcome to the kingdom, Xavier. Welcome to the kingdom, brother.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you.
All right, guys. So we're going to get out of here, but we want to remind you guys that we will be on So tomorrow at noon, we'll be doing a show on Bleacher Report. This will be on our YouTube channel as well at noon Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be discussing a little bit more about Xavier Worthy a little day after, look at it, and also previewing what's still a lot of meat left in the bone out of rounds two and three. We're going to be discussing that on our Bleacher Report show at tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time. And then at night, we'll be back on here around the same time whenever the draft is over, whenever our last pick is in tomorrow night. We'll be back on to discuss rounds two and three, and of course, fourth and seventh round reaction on Saturday, and then draft grades on Sunday. So, yeah, for all the new people coming on tonight, love having you. We love the live reactions after the whether it's game win or loss. We love talking to you guys, talking shop, whether it's the negative stuff or the positive stuff. But Lewis, I love you, buddy. So thanks for hopping on with our first round reaction show, fellas. Love you guys. And
love you. All right. Appreciate everybody coming in. All right. Lewis. Hey, brother. It's going to be all right, man. It's going to be good. Wendy, yeah. About Time, Godly Warrior, Sherry, all you, Neff. Good seeing you, About Time, Mike, all you people out here, man. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us the entire weekend, too. Okay. Like talking about it. Like talking to us. Good stuff. Good stuff. So.
All right, fellas. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow at noon and then again tomorrow night. So. See you guys tomorrow for some early draft talk.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Good night, guys.
Have a good night. Love you. See you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.